I'll take some beer nuts and three fingers of Remy Martin.
Your order has been placed. It's coming right up, sir. Is this Dennis DeYoung?
You know, our bass player, Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck Panazzo.
He used to drink that. Before we gonna, well, I don't know, afterwards anyway, he liked that.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
You know, I've heard about that, actually.
Yeah, he did, and me personally, I preferred warm milk.
Well, you gotta keep your voice in working order, Dennis.
Oh, not good for your voice.
Yeah, milk's worse than cognac.
You don't want any of that phlegm on the back of your throat.
Yeah,
that's,
you know, there is a reason why your voice has withstood over the years. I mean, it's amazing how great you still sound today.
Well, thank you. And the secret is simple. Don't do drugs, don't smoke cigarettes, drink alcohol, and hire a very large Lithuanian woman to yell at your children.
A secret to success right there.
I know. I have a small Lithuanian woman right now behind me in the kitchen.
Really?
Yeah, she's not large.
Well, you've got it going on, I got to tell you. I should say, legendary lead singer, keyboardist, who made his name in Styx, on my phone right now, going back to 1972. I appreciate you calling in Jack FM and rapping with us, Dennis.
Are you jacking him up?
We're jacking him up, dude, nonstop. It's all we do around here.
You know, I wrote a song called Jack It Up because of that whole format, which is like, what's that, about 10 years ago?
Really?
Yeah, it's a cool song.
Well, we're not playing that. We're playing every one of your other songs.
Well, you guys don't play new music. You play old music.
Well, we play what we want. It's Jack FM. A lot of that is your timeless catalog. You've been part of 15 Styx studio albums, 8 solo records, and I just realized that you've written more songs than any other member of your former band. You penned 7 out of 8 of Styx's Billboard Top 10 singles.
That's true. I actually, if you combine all the other writers, I wrote more songs than all of them combined.
That is truly amazing. I mean, what a career you've had.
Am I bragging?
No, it ain't bragging when you can back it up.
Okay, there you go.
And we, like I said, Jack FM plays them all. Babe, Lady, Show Me the Way, Best of Times, Don't Let It In, Come Sail Away, and Mr. Roboto.
I love him. He's a personal friend of mine.
The piece de resistance, as far as I'm concerned.
When we come to Minnesota, he'll be with us.
Good. Glad to hear. That's Saturday with Night Ranger Open and your headline in Jack's Rock Night at Corcoran Country Days. And I cannot tell you how looking forward to it I am.
What's that gig like?
You know, this is the first time I'm ever going to be there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's outdoors. It's Corcoran Lions Park. And it's spitting distance from the Casa where I crashed. So it's gonna be good.
Where's Corcoran exactly?
It's west of Minneapolis, probably about 15 miles, not far away.
Oh, it's a suburb of Minneapolis?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, it's like a oh, fine. Because I'm going Corcoran. I wonder where the heck that is. And I've been a lot of places in Minnesota, but, I didn't know where Corcoran. It's just a suburb. So it's actually Minneapolis.
Yeah, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're going to have a huge contingent of both of the Twin Cities at that gig.
We love those Hoosker-Doos up there. Not a hater up there, but, you know.
Well, look, after you left Styx, what was it, 99? You've had a successful solo career, singing, acting, producing, writing, but it was really one of your compositions that lodged a wedge between you guys. Is that fair to say, Mr. Roboto? I know you've been speaking out a lot about this recently because Styx has decided to finally implement it back into their set list after 35 years.
Well, it wasn't. Look, that's just a story that was told by Tommy and JY to avoid having to say publicly. Mm-hmm. Our keyboard player and one of our lead singers is ill, and we don't think he's going to ever tour again, so we're going to replace him. That's a bad story to tell. So they came up with this idea, because if you think about it, this was 1999. We'd already been together in 96 and 97 with very successful comeback tours.
Sure.
And making a new album. What did 1983 have to do with any of that? Nothing, of course.
Yeah.
But they made up that story to say, well, if there's anything you don't like about Styx, he's the reason. So, and they've been really harping on that for 20 years and kind of pinning it on the Kilroy Project and Mr. Roboto acting like that was the thing that caused the Ebola virus.
Right, right.
But actually, when we were doing the thing back in 82 when we were recording the record, JY and Tommy loved that song. And I realized recently now that they're playing it again after 20 years of denigrating me in that song, that they're back to playing it because they claim that the fans are the ones that demanded it. Well, the fans, if they're going to follow that, they should put me back in the band for at least one more tour, because that's really what the fans want, isn't it?
Yeah, you've made no bones about the fact that you want to be back in Styx, and I'd love that. All your fans would love that.
Wouldn't Styx fans want that?
I would imagine yes, after all these years.
If you like Styx, you got to like me somewhere in there.